Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. It's Deb Hill, and today my devotional is called The Gift in the Storm. Hindsight is 20/20. We've all seen God take bad situations and use them for good. We're usually so focused on Jonah's disobedience and consequences, it's easy to overlook God's bigger picture in this story. He was still using Jonah to bring people to himself. Jonah told the shipmen he feared God. He told them who God was. We also see God's mercy to Jonah. He could have drowned, but that wasn't God's plan. He could have died in the fish, but he didn't. Our merciful God didn't save just one man that day. We see in this chapter, God's plan caused the men on the ship to see him calm the sea after they finally threw Jonah overboard, that he was the all-powerful God. And Scripture tells us, then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. Jonah 2:16. They believed that God was the one true God. We know God has a plan and a purpose if we can just hold on and keep trusting, even in the storms. People around us who don't know him or don't know him well are watching. We may never know in this life the impact of our responses of trust and faith in the midst of a storm on those people, but God knows and often reveals it to us. Jonah told the shipmen to throw him over, trusting that God would calm the seas. God then gave him a time out in the fish's belly, but protected him. That was one gift. But the second was those men on the ship who believed in the one true God for the first time. There are so many lessons here. Jonah learned the hard way, but we are still learning as well. God is still using Jonah's fear, disobedience, running, sharing his belief in God in the middle of a storm to impact and change lives. Thanks so much for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.